It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Wow, Bob. Mid-August. Here we are, brother. And I don't know where the summer went, but it's fastly winding down. Had a wedding yesterday, Friday night wedding. Those are, you know, COVID hangovers from last year that were supposed to happen that happened this year, and you can only get a Friday venue. You can't get Saturday. But you know what? They're married, and that's all that matters. So it's good to have one of my stepsons. Now I've got a new daughter-in-law. So kind of cool. You know how that works. You've been down that road, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. And it's quite a time we live in. We got people getting married, and we got people getting stranded in Afghanistan. I feel so sorry for our troops and all the Afghanis who helped us. We should have never been there, but we have a real shoot show on our hands right now, and we've got people in harm's way. We got to pray for our brothers and sisters over there, and that this clone or whatever is in the White House or wherever he is figures things out, or somebody around him at least figures out a way to get people home, because it's gone from bad to worse. And we're going to talk about sausage, but that thing is sausage out there, I'll tell you.
Right, yeah.
It's a triple grind. So,
you are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're done with the editorials and or we're taking them serious. But let's lighten the load a little bit, Bob, because sausage is something that I really enjoy. And you can make it a lot of different ways, a lot of different things in it. And, you know, you've always heard the adage, you don't want to see sausage being made, right? Because basically it's grinding up a lot of stuff. And as Bob referenced, our world seems to grind a lot of things up. And
it's put the it Taliban out. Triple grind.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway.
So types of grinds and casings. I noticed when I'm in, I was going to say Australia, Wisconsin, they use a double grind over there a lot. Now, Johnsonville brats are made in Wisconsin, came from Wisconsin. They're made all over the country now. But they're traditional German settlers in Wisconsin, farmers largely, always do a double grind. And if you notice, it looks completely different than a single grind.
Right. And so what you're referencing is the meat that goes into, and it could be vegetables too.
Chicken lips.
Yep, right. Chicken lips, all of them, yeah. Sausage traditionally was something that was made out of other parts of meat you didn't want to eat on their own, right? You grind things up, you mix things together, and lo and behold, you put a little seasoning or some flavoring in there of some sort, and then you get something that's edible that maybe otherwise wasn't. And back in the Depression and times of
hundreds of years ago,
right? This was a process that was done to feed people. Right, to make people the food that they had go farther.
Yeah, I found a recipe that goes back to the 1500s in France.
Yeah,
one of these we're going to talk about. So I don't know how good it is.
But the grind is just that. You put bigger chunks of meat in a meat grinder, you run it through and make them into smaller little bits of meat. And what Bob was referencing a double grind is just what it sounds like. Right, you put it through there twice. But you might change the knives that are in the grinder to grind it up a little bit finer the second time through, right? Because if you've ever seen one of these grinders, it's a hopper on top, and today they're electric. But they used to be arm crank. I grew up with one. My mom
used to have one. Oh, everybody had
one
back
right?
in the 60s and
right.
50s?
Right, and you
70s?
You clamped it to the bench, man, and, yep. and you'd stand out there, and when I was big enough to turn the crank, that was my job. And then you had to be careful because you don't want to put your fingers in the top and get them caught. But, you know, if you're turning the crank and all of a sudden your finger starts to hurt, you're either going to pull your finger out or stop cranking, right? But
had a built-in safety device.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so you grind that stuff up, and there's a certain set of It's almost like a little plate that's on the end of that grinder that the stuff is forced through there.
Couple of them,
yep. And that determines the size of the stuff that you're grinding up. And the smaller the holes in the plate, the more fine the grind, right?
I'm hoping to get my hands on a good grinder this year. I threaten to every year. I have that little device for my wife's mixer, but
like the KitchenAid, right?
Yeah, right. It does a really nice job for little jobs, but if you're doing a whole deer, and if you know, hopefully I'll have two deer this year, or three or four, if everybody else gets one. But it's nice to take a couple of them and just grind it up, because then you have the ability to make all your sausage.
Right.
And my buddy up north, Kirk Taylor, I stayed with him last summer up in Reed City, where I'm headed right after this for the Crossroads Festival.
Oh, yeah. You're going to sell food up there again?
No. Just going to drink beer.
Learned that lesson, I guess.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah.
He gave me some breakfast sausage. Venison breakfast sausage.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
Yeah, what was different about it?
It tasted just like regular sausage. It was a little leaner than your, you know, stuff from the butcher supermarket. But like Sobeys, really. Sobeys is very lean.
Right.
And it's all pork. But this was venison, and I'm telling you, it was fantastic.
So you had to mix a little bit of fat in it, though.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he did, but...
You know, I was over at a major sporting goods store that we have here in Grand Rapids area, and walked through there and saw that they had meat grinders and meat slicers. This is Cabela's.
That'd be Cabela's, because they do sell
them. That are on sale. They're on sale, though. They're all like $30 to $50 off for them. But, boy, they make a lot of different sizes. I mean—
In China.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know where they're made. I didn't look that close. Yeah. I just walked by, and there was a half a dozen of them, from little guys that to stuff that looked pretty dang industrial.
So if you want a nice grinder, there's a company, I think, out of Indiana that is very famous for making commercial ones. And if you look on eBay and Craigslist and different sites, if you just take your DuckDuckGo, your search engine, and punch in meat grinders in my area, you'll find some of those older ones that were in little butcher shops and whatever. They're probably 50 years old, but they just don't fail. I can't think of the name of them right now, but that is one of them. And that might be the one made there. But my point is, you can buy an older commercial brand for $200-$300, and it's not Chi-Com made. It's really heavy, really nice stainless, and that's the way I'd go. That's what I'll be doing here, hopefully in the next few weeks, because I intend to have one in my garage.
Well, you know,
the other thing then is to have a stuffer.
Yeah. Well, the stuffer is an attachment to the grinder, isn't it?
Well, no. Typically, your stuffer is a separate device. It looks like a silo.
Oh, yeah.
You stuff your meat in it. And it's got either a manual or a mechanical compression, and you put your casings on the end.
Right.
And they're really nice. They're very handy. But I learned how to stuff at Sobeys. Rob Russell and I were doing a sausage class about 10 years ago, and I asked all over where I could find some casings. And Sobeys was in their old building back then, and that's when I met Teresa. Mm-hmm. And then later she introduced me to Tim, and of course we became fast friends.
It's
not hard with those guys.
Fast forward 10 years, we've been enjoying their wonderful products for all that time. But I'm just looking online here, Bob, while we're sitting here talking. And you can get the grinders and with the stuffer attachment right on it. You take the grinding head off and put – so I think you just run the meat back through it.
Yeah, there are some that do that.
And their prices are all over the board, from $75 to $5,000 and everything in between. You know, it's like anything else.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about what to put in your sausage, not so much the process itself. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.